CRJ225, this is your podcast for week number 12, and I am going to talk to you today about obstruction of justice, bribery, and perjury, specifically as to those offenses as they exist in Illinois under our Illinois criminal law statutes. So focusing on obstruction of justice first. Obstruction of justice is set out in 720 ILCS 5/31-4. And under this statute, a person commits obstruction of justice when he or she, with the intent to prevent the apprehension of another person or obstruct the prosecution or defense of another person, knowingly commits any of these following acts. And there's four different scenarios, okay? Number one, they furnish false information. They destroy, conceal, alter, or disguise physical evidence, or they plant false evidence. And that's one of the major ones you'll see in the cases or have seen in the cases for this week. Scenario number two, they induce a witness with knowledgeable material to the prosecution, the defense, or location of another to conceal themselves or leave the state. So they try to get someone who has knowledge of material knowledge. Remember materiality? Material knowledge. And those of you who are in CRJ 230 or have taken it in the past or have taken Administration of Justice, the 227 course offered this summer, you know materiality well. So it's somebody who would be a witness in the case. So they induce that person. You can think of inducement as they gave him some sort of incentive. All right? That could be a positive or a negative incentive. It could be fear or money as examples. They induce that individual to hide, to conceal themselves, to leave the state. Number three, the individual themselves, they leave the state or conceal themselves when they have knowledge that's material on the subject or issue in a case. So they know that they're going to be called to be accountable on the witness stand to testify, and they obstruct justice. They hide themselves in the knowledge that they hold. And then finally, if a parent, a legal guardian, or caretaker of a child under the age of 13 reports materially false information to law enforcement, state's attorney, medical examiner, coroner, or other governmental agency during the investigation of the disappearance or death of a child, that is obstruction of justice. It's really those first two and then sometimes the third one that we see. The fourth one ends up being, you know, a Dateline or 48 Hours or one of those television show episodes, right? Hopefully you don't have to see one of those things. But the others, the first two, it happens all the time. It's human nature. People are going to lie. We see that at all levels of our political system, corporate structures, life in general. And just in society, right? You see that. That's one of the things, especially those of you going into law enforcement, you have to figure out your discretion meter and who's telling you the truth. But people will obstruct justice. It happens often. If you remember way back when we talked about the wedding cake approach to classifying crimes, and the thing that I cautioned all of you early on about was to not get caught up in the heinous crimes, the murders, the those sorts of things. Although with gun violence the way it is, and people's lack of respect sometimes as far as weapons and violence in general, that maybe that's a thing. But when you look at the actual crime statistics, that's a lot of falsehood. I mean, those kind of crimes are actually down in a lot of settings. But the majority of things you're going to deal with in law enforcement are going to be that bottom layer of the wedding cake, right? If you think about the traditional wedding, you got that bottom big layer that everybody in at the wedding, the guests, are going to eat off of. And then for whatever reason, people tend to save that top layer, little tiny part of the cake, and they save it, supposedly supposed to freeze it for a year and then eat it. Whatever. But the idea is that most of what you're going to deal with would be these types of crimes. Obstruction of justice is right there with it. Now, a little less common, and I should close, obstruction of justice is a class 4 felony. It's punishable by 1 to 3 years in prison and a hefty fine. But the judge does have the option to sentence the individual to probation as opposed to incarceration. Now, that's a little different than bribery. And under Illinois law, 720 ILCS 5/33-1, there's a number of ways in which you can be charged with and convicted of bribery. You can be found guilty of bribery in Illinois if you have the intent to influence the performance of any act related to the employment or function of any public officer, public employee, juror, or witness. Examples of bribery that help paint a clearer picture include, but they're not limited to, paying a public official such as a governor in exchange for the governor's decision to veto a bill. We have this happen all the time in Illinois, not just with the governor. The former Speaker of the House, long time, many, many decades Speaker of the House in Illinois, Michael Madigan, is facing federal charges and was known to or accused of taking bribes. Had lots of those people. Governor Blagojevich, who at one point required all the rest of us who worked in any fashion, including ICC employees, to take an ethics course and pass it, went to federal prison for doing this, for selling his influence. All right, so that's one. Giving a prosecutor a gift in exchange for dismissal of a criminal charge. Paying or taking a public employee on a vacation in exchange for the employee's promise to manipulate certain official documents. And providing a judge's child a job in exchange for the judge's promise to rule in a particular way in a pending civil or criminal proceeding. Now, those are examples that, you know, I'm not just pulling out of the air. Those are examples of things that have happened, may still be happening. And again, it goes back to my comments on obstruction of justice. In some ways, it goes to human nature. The final one I want to talk about is perjury. Perjury, in particular, for those of you who are going to eventually take the witness stand, is one that I really want you to pay attention to. For those of you who aren't going to be in positions to take the witness stand, but may be in positions to judge the credibility of people who may be taking the witness stand, or judge the or prepare and present people who may take the witness stand, you know, it's equally important. Perjury is found under our statute 720 ILCS 5/32-2. Perjury is providing a false statement on an official document, lying under oath, or lying to law enforcement officers that can be considered perjury. It's not just in the courtroom that a person can be charged with perjury. Depositions taken under oath, those of you who had civil litigation in the fall semester or will have it next fall. We take depositions in civil cases. We take testimony under oath. So if somebody lies in that setting, they perjured themselves. Statements to an investigator are subject to perjury. Perjury can come from all forms of sworn statements. And if you've taken the evidence class or you will take it in the future, you will get into this topic in greater detail. Now, not every false statement will be a crime. There's specific conditions that must be met for a false statement to be considered perjury, as opposed to a statement made in confusion or from a different perspective. And those things happen. Now again, remember what I said about credibility, because somebody could claim that it's just a different perspective or that they're confused. And so we look at actions, other facts, other things they might have said to other people. There's other evidence that may come to play. Now remember, perjury is considered a crime of moral turpitude. And you could lose or be denied professional licenses, such as legal profession, certification in law enforcement, and some public service occupations. You could also be disqualified from security clearances if you are employed. For instance, we have many graduates who are employed in federal services, federal Department of Justice agencies, DEA, FBI, you name the alphabet soup. Homeland Security, they have a code of ethics, and they also have security clearances. There's certain levels of information that you can or can't access depending on your clearance, and you could be disqualified from those clearances, if you're found to have committed perjury. You should also be aware that convincing someone else to commit perjury is also an offense. Go back to obstruction of justice, it fits right there, right? It's essentially what you're doing. The law makes it a class 4 felony to persuade another person to make a false statement in violation of the state's perjury law. Now, next week, we are going to focus on perjury and the police officer as a witness in a little more detail. We kind of gotten into that a little bit this week, and if you're wondering why I'm going to continue that, well, you know what? At the risk of jinxing myself, and I always think this, I'm wrapping up my 28th year of teaching this class. I first took my first oath, raised my right hand in a law capacity when I was 21 years old. So that was 48 years ago. No, is that right? No, 38 years ago. I'm not that old. 38 years ago. I take this seriously. I know some people who have done those things. I know that they got in trouble. I know that they ended up losing their careers. I know some of them regretted it because they really messed up. And I know some who didn't regret it. They were just that way. But I know for the majority of my colleagues who studied law enforcement way back in the day, and now most all have retired from those careers, and all the students I've had over the past 28 years, the majority of those people do not do those things. And so when someone is so crass, so self-centered or ignorant to do those things, it puts a mark on all the rest of us. And so I focus on it in this class a little deeper, because I can't do anything about it if you're knowledgeable and intend to commit perjury, say, or intend to obstruct justice, or you take a bribe. But I can darn sure make sure you have no excuse to say you didn't know. And for all of you, I don't ever want you in those situations. So that's where we're going next week as well. It's week 12. Crazy. So we only have four more left. And as I keep saying, keep your energy up. Keep your focus. Dial in. Get things done to the best of your ability. Take ownership, because at this point in the semester, you have the ability to find the law, to read the law, to start to apply the law, to understand cases, and really be able to think in the way that you're going to need to be able to think for your success in any of these careers. I appreciate your effort. If you need me, you know where to find me.